I would now like to turn the conference over to Carl Oestreich, Manager of Media Relations. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon. Welcome, everyone. Thanks for participating. We're here to announce a new agreement between Mayo Clinic and Medica today. You will hear from Dr. John Noseworthy, President and CEO of Mayo Clinic, David Tilford, who is President and CEO of Medica, Danette Coleman, who is Vice President and General Manager of Individual Products for Medica, and Tom Holmes, who is a Contracting and Payer Relations Administrator for Mayo Clinic. We'll go through the formal remarks, and then we will open it up for questions from reporters on the line. I would like to turn it over to Dr. John Noseworthy. Thank you.
Thank you very much. One of the founders of Mayo Clinic, Dr. Charles Mayo, boldly said that if we excel in anything, it is our capacity for translating idealism into action. Today we're taking the ideal of paying for value by giving residents, our patients, in 22 southern Minnesota counties access to a new competitive health insurance coverage option through Medica. The agreement between Mayo Clinic and Medica sets a new standard because we are both deeply committed to paying for value. These Medica plans connect residents to Mayo Clinic care in the most appropriate setting, from primary care to specialized care available in their community to the highly specialized care available through Mayo Clinic in Rochester. These plans meet lifetime health care needs for residents in these counties. This new collaboration with Medica provides access to care at Mayo Clinic and Mayo Clinic Health System at competitively priced premiums. While the details are proprietary, I can say that Medica and Mayo have made a commitment to ensuring access to quality care and health improvement while simultaneously managing costs. And that's important so Mayo Clinic can continue to be both trusted and affordable. The inclusion of Mayo Clinic in Medica's individual and family products represents a new financial collaboration between provider and payer. Under the arrangement, Mayo will be paid based on how well it manages the population's health from a clinical quality perspective, as well as the overall cost of care. It is an incentive-based form of payment. You'll hear more about these plans from Medica in a few minutes. Our patients tell us they come to Mayo Clinic for our team approach to healthcare, our ability to find answers, and the peace of mind they have knowing that they receive care from leading experts in their fields. Mayo Clinic must offer the best outcomes, safety, and service available while being affordable to patients. At the same time, we must remain competitive to third-party payers. That's why one of our goals is to make sure that people continue to have access to Mayo Clinic through a broad array of insurance options. Mayo Clinic and Medica expanded our relationship about 2 years ago when we announced that Medica members with employer-sponsored coverage gained in-network access to Mayo Clinic physicians and hospitals, and that agreement built on an existing agreement between Medica and Mayo Clinic Health System. Mayo Clinic works with Medica and many other insurance companies and is an in-network provider for millions of patients. We want to make sure that as many people as possible will continue to have Mayo Clinic as an in-network provider for their healthcare needs. We're delighted to build on our positive relationship with Medica to serve our patients. Now I'm pleased to welcome David Tilford, Medica's President and CEO, to offer his perspective on our new agreement. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Noseworthy. Medica is pleased to expand our relationship with Mayo Clinic. This agreement is a great example of how the healthcare system can improve when there is collaboration between providers and payers. The current trends in healthcare, particularly increasing costs, are unsustainable. For the past 3 years, Medica has been hard at work transforming the healthcare environment. Mayo Clinic, like Medica, is dedicated to demonstrating value for the healthcare dollar. Through this agreement, Medica and Mayo Clinic have created competitively priced products where the responsibility of caring for the health of individuals is shared by Medica and Mayo Clinic. Mayo Clinic is highly recognized for its specialized care and expertise. We believe that connecting our Southern Minnesota members to that expertise is very sensible for Medica's individual and family business. We are confident that the ability of Mayo Clinic and Mayo Health System to deliver the right care in the right place in the right time for a result that will produce better outcomes for our members and lower costs over the long term. We know that the healthcare system needs to improve the way care is delivered and the way in which it is paid. This arrangement with Mayo Clinic provides the impetus for change through its focus on more effective and efficient delivery of care and a better understanding of the true costs of care. It takes on the fundamental issues facing the healthcare industry today, how to improve quality and patient experience while reducing cost. From Medica's perspective, this is another example of the way health insurers must manage cost and quality differently from the old model of paying for every service provided to our members, and we need to recalibrate the system to pay for outcomes. However, I want to emphasize that this is not about a health plan dictating how care should be delivered. It is the provider, in this case Mayo Clinic, who is redesigning the system to produce the best possible outcomes at the most efficient price. Our role is to facilitate and support that work. Medica is committed to bringing innovative products to market that meet the needs of individuals and families, that are affordable and offer good value. We clearly believe that this agreement with Mayo Clinic demonstrates another chapter in that innovation. I'm now pleased to have Annette Coleman, Medica's Vice President and General Manager for Individual and Family Business, tell you more about this new product. Thank you.
Thanks, David. So I just want to reiterate the excitement that we have in partnering with the Mayo Clinic and Mayo Clinic Health System to bring together our customers, our members, to have access to this great organization. This unique collaboration with Mayo provides our members with high-quality healthcare options while also maintaining premium levels that are among the most affordable in the region for individuals. So let me just say a couple comments about these products. First of all, Medica is the fastest growing of all Minnesota carriers in the individual space. Since 2009, half of all new products that have been sold in the individual market have come to Medica. This is happening because we're offering very unique product designs that include features such as first dollar coverage for office visits. This is very important for families and individuals who don't want to have to rely on the high deductible and wait to access care. We were the first to bring these products to the market. We are very excited to then extend these products to this partnership. The individual market is growing very quickly and will continue to do so with healthcare reform. So regardless of what happens with healthcare reform, we will continue to see significant growth in this market. We believe that this new product offering brings additional choice to consumers, which is incredibly important to them. The Mayo offering is available across our entire portfolio of popular products in the 22 counties, from our health savings account plans to our plans that offer immediate coverage before any deductible for things like office calls and prescription drugs. We think that this is a great benefit that we will bring to the residents in these 22 counties and look forward for the continued partnership with Mayo Clinic going forward. And I now will hand this off to Tom Holmes.
Thank you, Danette. I've been negotiating insurance contracts at Mayo Clinic for more than 15 years, first in Florida and now in Minnesota. In my 20 years of experience, I've been on both sides of the negotiating table, the insurer side and the provider side. Over those years, there have been many changes in the way insurers pay providers. When I started in this business, it was the HMO era. Risk contracts, capitation, narrow networks were the focus. The pendulum then swung back to more open access and broad networks, but there was an emphasis on health plans managing the utilization of services. Well, this is different. Perhaps this is the start of a new era. This agreement between Medica and Mayo Clinic is more in line with Medica's historical philosophy, and that is the needs of the patient come first. As Dr. Noseworthy outlined earlier, insurers and providers must share that vision of paying for value so patients can benefit from the most appropriate care in the most appropriate setting. I'm proud that Medica shares that vision with us. Mayo Clinic Health System sites and Mayo Clinic in Rochester will continue to work together to provide the care that improves patient outcomes, enhances the health of our communities, and lowers costs. The agreement we're announcing today with Medica illustrates how Mayo Clinic is working with payers to design these new models of care and reimbursement to accomplish the goals. The patient is at the center of this. We're continuing to build bridges so patients can seamlessly access high-quality care where and when they need it. I'll now turn it over to Carl Oestreich for the Q&A portion of the conference.
Thank you, Tom. I will be working with the Global Crossings operator, and he will give us instructions on how participants can ask their questions in the Q&A portion here.
Yes, and thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to register for a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone. You will hear a 3-tone prompt to acknowledge your request. If your question has been answered and you'd like to withdraw your registration, please press the 1 followed by the 3. And if you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before entering your request. And our first question comes from the line of Arundhati Parmar with MedCity Media. Please proceed with your question, sir.
Hi. Two questions. One for Dr. Noseworthy. Can you just clarify for me whether this is the first time that this sort of collaboration is taking place? In other words, this is the first time that you are being asked to manage a patient population and you'll be paid on how well you do so.
Arundhati, this is Carl Oestreich. I think I'm going to have Tom Holmes take that question first, and then Dr.
Sure.
add his comments.
Technically speaking, Mayo Clinic used to be in the health plan business. There was a period of time years ago that Mayo Clinic had its own health plan, so I wouldn't say this is the first time that that Mayo Clinic has been in this type of arrangement, but this is the of recent times. This is the first of its kind in a relationship with a plan where we have this type of agreement where we're focused on population management.
Okay, and then I had a quick question for the Medica folks as well. I don't know whether David or Danette can answer. Can you provide a little more color around what benchmarks you're looking at in terms of how when you define the word, you know, managing a patient's health well, are you looking at reduced readmissions? Are you looking at lower ER visits? What are you actually looking at?
So I think when we're looking at the improvement of the health of a population, you know, we're really looking at measures around the health status of that. One of the things to clarify where this really shows that this is an evolving arrangement between Mayo and Mayo Clinic and Medica is right now this population in the individual market is an underwritten population. And so in 2014, with the with healthcare reform, there will no longer be underwriting in the individual market. So this is relatively a healthy population to start with. So what we're really looking at in this first part is delivering care in the most efficient manner and, you know, reducing any unnecessary costs out of the system, both from a health plan standpoint and the delivery side. As the population evolves after 2014, so will our partnership with the Mayo Clinic and the Mayo Clinic Health System in what sort of and how we will be measuring health, cost, and outcomes.
Okay, thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Lerna Benson with Minnesota Public Radio. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, thanks. Mr. Tilford said that Mayo is redesigning the system, and I wonder if it could be a little more specific about that.
This is John Noseworthy. Lerna, thank you for your question. Mayo is actively engaged in a comprehensive look at how we deliver care both in the outpatient setting and in the hospital setting, on a continuous basis with in an effort to make certain that the right care is delivered at the right time, and every patient gets all the care they deserve and not the care that they don't deserve and so or that they don't need. And so this is a continuous process, a continuous improvement and quality process based with systems engineers and physicians and scientists all working together to drive out all the waste in the system and improve the value of the care delivered, the patient satisfaction, better quality, better safety, better service at lower cost. This is a huge comprehensive effort across all of Mayo Clinic.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from a line of Les Suzukamo with St. Paul Pioneer Press. Please proceed with your question.
Hi. I don't know who I'm directing this question to, but first I'd like to know, what's the size of the population of Medicare coverage in these 22 counties that Mayo is going to be able to get a shot at? And also, is this plan like a separate plan that you folks have set up, or is this part of Medica's regular individual and family coverage? I'm unclear on that from your description.
So this is Danette Coleman. Let me go ahead and try to answer that. So currently we have thousands of members who are in this region.
How many
certainly,
thousands, though?
We have between 5,000 and 10,000 people in this area right now. What we expect, however, is why one of the reasons we're so excited about this partnership is that with now bringing the Mayo Clinic and the Mayo Clinic Health System into this, we expect that our market share will increase significantly. In addition to our increased market share, we also are looking at increased individual population in general. So the combination of more people who will be entering the individual market, as well as our ability to increase market share with this partnership, is a very exciting opportunity for us. Your second question was around the products. What we have done is we've taken all of our products that we sell. We are not having some products with access to the Mayo Clinic and Mayo Clinic Health System and some without. All of our products that we sell in these 22 counties will be made available to access Mayo Clinic and Mayo Clinic Health System for at the same premium. And that's really what's exciting about this, is that there is no premium differential between using the Mayo Clinic Health System and not.
Does the premium rise with the addition of Mayo?
No, the premium that is in this area is no higher for the addition of the Mayo Clinic. There are some pricing differences anytime you create a new product that you look at, that there are changes to that. But these premiums, if you compare them to the competitors in the area and those who have access to the Mayo, are extremely competitive.
Okay, but they're also not going to rise compared to themselves. In other words, before and after they get access to Mayo.
So as a part of this independently, we have instituted some new rating systems across the state. So we're seeing changes in our rating systems across the state. So there are changes to these products as there are changes to our products across the state.
I'm not sure I understood that.
So I guess that the easiest way to say it is that the individuals who are in these 22 counties who have products and they do not use these providers will have no more, their premiums will be the same as those who have not. So there's no additional price or premium to access Mayo.
I see. Okay. Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Ryan Gustafson with KEYC. Please proceed with your question.
Yes, I was hoping that we could explain further exactly how is the payment going to be different for the patient? The patient goes into the hospital, and every procedure, at least in the old model that you guys were talking about, the old model they paid per procedure, how does the patient pay for an outcome?
This is Danette Coleman. I guess I can take that one as well. The
there will be no change to the patient as far as what they pay for. Excuse me, sorry. There will be no change to, well, let me say it this way, that what the patient pays for, how much they pay, is driven by their insurance contract. So if they have a $20 office visit for a copay, that's what they'll pay. If they have a deductible for a hospital stay, that's what they'll be responsible for. The change in the financial arrangement between Medica and the Mayo Clinic, Mayo Clinic Health System, ensures that we can continue to provide these products at affordable premiums.
And then what's the actual mechanism for payment?
So the question around the actual financial arrangement, that is something that we are considering proprietary and are not looking to disclose how the financial arrangement is working.
And the patients won't see anything different?
Well, the patients will see something different, and that's that they will have in-network access to the Mayo Clinic and the Mayo Clinic Health System, which obviously is a huge benefit for the customers. As far as their benefits, they will not see changes to that, but they will definitely have improved access in their communities.
Thank you.
And we have a follow-up question from the line of Lerna Benson with Minnesota Public Radio. Please proceed with your question.
Hi. Actually, I hope you can clear up a little confusion for me. This may have been sort of addressed in one of the previous questions, but the in-network access will be offered starting July 1st to new enrollees. Does it immediately apply to these 5,000 to 10,000 people who are currently in your Medica system in this area, or do they have to wait till their contract rolls around, matures?
So the individuals who are new members effective July 1st, they will have this new access. Individuals who are currently enrolled with Medica in products that previously did not include, they can apply for a new plan and move to that prior to their anniversary date.
I should add, this is Tom Holmes. The people that are in that product currently, they do currently have in-network access at Mayo Clinic Health System. This new product takes out all of the referral processes referral requirements that would have been in place under the old product. The old product continues to exist and will throughout the rest of this cycle for their premium year. But when they start a new cycle, they'll buy into this new product. Is that a better way to put it, Danette?
Yes, Tom. Thank you. That's very good. Just to make the clarification, if they want to do it earlier than that, they can apply to do that before then. Yes.
Okay, thanks.
And we have another question from the line of Dan Linen with the Free Press of Mankato. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, this is probably for Tom. You said just now that the new product is different because it takes out referral requirements that are in the current one. So why is this a big deal? And I guess as a follow-up, I mean, taking myself an example, I'm a Blue Cross Blue Shield member of my own workplace, and I can go to Mayo anytime I want, as far as I know. And so, I mean, if I just said in the story, you know, folks in Medica can go to Mayo, they probably wouldn't be that impressed. Why is this? Why should this be seen as important or different?
Well, the biggest difference is your Blue Cross and Blue Shield plan that you have right now is through your employer. It's
okay.
Not an individual and family business plan. If you bought an individual and family business plan with Blue Cross and Blue Shield right now, you wouldn't have that luxury.
Oh, okay. So the difference here is where you buy the plan, whether it's through your employer or through just you and the insurance company separately.
Well, Danette can help me explain this.
Okay.
The individual and family business product is specific to individuals and families that don't have coverage through their employer or otherwise. They have to buy their insurance directly from an insurance company. That's the product itself. And this product is unique and different in that Medica and Mayo have come together for an individual product that has direct access to Mayo Clinic Health System and Mayo Clinic.
All right, thanks for answering my question.
And we have time for probably
two more questions.
Okay, thank you. And we do have a follow-up then from the line of Arundhati Parmar. Please proceed with your question.
Thanks for taking my question again. Two questions. One is there a time period of this agreement? I mean, if this is something that's new and never before been done, so is there a time frame? Is it a one-year agreement? How long are you testing it for, if you are testing it? And B, to Ryan's point, do you expect sometime in the future if this collaboration works out and that you're taking costs out of the system, will patients see a benefit at some point in terms of reduced premiums? Thank you.
Jeanette, you want to answer that one?
Yes. So the arrangement, you know, I think that Medica Mayo are really looking at this as the beginning of a long-term partnership. And so this is not something that is just for 1 year. Your second question that was around when will patients start seeing the benefit of this in their premiums, we believe that the way that we have come together to collaborate in partnership, they will see that immediately. So the premiums that they will be seeing now, if you look competitively, they will be very competitive premiums. We would expect that as we continue our partnership, we will find more ways to continue to improve those efficiencies. And absolutely, that's the goal, to provide the most affordable, competitively priced product for our customers and for the patients of the Mayo Clinic and Mayo Clinic Health System.
Okay, I'm sorry. I think I ended up getting a little confused. You said that they will see an impact immediately in terms of competitive premiums, but then I think the previous question said that there is no difference in premiums whether you're accessing Mayo or not. So am I confusing two issues? Can you explain that, please?
Sure. Let me clarify. So I'm looking at there. If you were to look at other individual policies that may provide access to the Mayo Clinic, many of those products are not as competitively priced as these products would be priced.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's talking about the competition. The
Right. Yeah, and I wasn't actually asking about that, but I understand what you're saying. Thanks.
Yeah, and just to further clarify a point, the intention of this is to make it a long-term commitment, because over the long term is where we will see the benefits of the improvements in care over time.
Okay, time for one more question.
And we have another follow-up from the line of Les Suzukamo. Please proceed with your question.
Yes, I wanted to find out, if I'm understanding this correctly, Mayo, you said, is going to be paid based on how well it manages the population's health, meaning the people in these 22 counties. What will Mayo do that's different, different from, like, say, any other clinic or healthcare system or, you know, a regular doctor out there, that will keep this population's health up so that they can be you can be reimbursed at a higher rate?
Well, Les, I think this is Dr. Noseworthy again. I think the underwriting answer to your question is that Mayo, through its patient-centered, team-based care, highly integrated care, where all the physicians and other providers work together around the patient to provide that focused care on that patient, by its very nature drives out waste, reduces reduplication and overutilization of services, and that keeps the cost down. And we also track our long-term outcomes of our patients and recognize a reduced cost of care and improved quality of care over time, and that's been proven decade after decade through the Dartmouth Atlas and others. So essentially what we're basically doing with this is making sure that people in these 22 counties have access to Mayo Clinic for that beneficial outcome over time.
Thank you.
Okay, this is Carl Osek. I appreciate everyone participating today. We will have some additional resources available, including an audio file of the entire news conference. We will post that on Mayo Clinic's news blog at newsblog.mayoclinic.org. That's newsblog.mayoclinic.org, and you'll also see some additional resources at that address. Thank you very much for participating this afternoon.